back live. Kevin Booth coming up. We have another special guest joining us while he's on, getting into the whole drug war, some of the propositions around the country to try to decriminalize the drugs the government ships in to put us in prison. Yeah, it's a setup. It's a frame-up. By the way, we know what we're talking about here. Within 20 minutes of that report last week of the girl in Texas, I guess it was in Lubbock, or was it Midland, I forget, carving the B on her own face, and it was backwards, putting that makeup on her eye. Friday morning, 11 a.m., we come on air, and we tell you that it's fake. And we tell you she carved it backwards in her own face, and that she's a mental patient. And then it came out 2 days later that she had indeed staged it. Now, we're not stupid. The B was backwards. It was makeup on her eye. She refused medical attention because she didn't want anybody looking at it. And, of course, the cops knew that in 5 minutes she was a liar. And the mindless public debated whether or not it was true. And I heard John McCain supporters, mindlessly because they were against Obama, going with the trap and saying, oh, yes, we think it's true. How dare anyone say it's fake? Just like I heard him 2 weeks ago saying, oh, Senator Ted Stevens is innocent. Then he was found guilty on all 7 counts. Same thing, Democrats will defend corrupt Democrats no matter what they do. We know how the world works. We're not dumb. A backwards B, she did it in a mirror. Only an idiot like that would think they could get away with something like that. You know, the guy off camera at the ATM did this to her. We understand false flags. Staged terror events. That's what that was. It was a false flag. Now, cops, you're not stupid. You knew she was a big fat liar. And you know something else? If you looked for 5 minutes at 9/11, you'd understand. Just like LAPD detectives I've hung out with. They all sit around laughing, going, of course we knew it was inside job day one. Only a moron, a self-deluded idiot, would not know that Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center attack, and the second World Trade Center attack were inside jobs. I am not going to self-delude. I'm not going to sit here and lie to myself. It took 15 seconds to read that article and look at her face and say, that's staged. And we said on air, it's staged, watch. All those church burnings, turned out those were staged. Remember all those black churches getting burned down? Staged by groups wanting to pass anti-free speech laws. 9 times out of 10 or more. I mean, it's more than 9 out of 10. Probably like 99 out of 100. People put swastikas on their dorm rooms. Blacks, put the N-word on their dorm rooms. It's always them. False flag, inside job, get it straight. You know, people are asking me now, they're saying, how did you know that the bailout was going to be for bonuses for the CEOs and for the executives and for the shareholders? Because it was in the bill. I mean, how did you know? Because they said they'd do this decades ago, and they do it in third world countries all the time. Because I know what I'm talking about. And I'm done. We don't have time to argue or play games anymore. We got psychos that put poison in the water that carried out 9/11 running this country. You think it's fun to go up against these people? You think I like it? I learned about government-sponsored terrorism in 1995. And I've been screaming bloody murder about it ever since. Look at how they've used the terror attack to take your liberties and freedoms. To pass all these laws on banking and your life and your children, non-terror related. Look at how they lie about everything and all the other points and then tell me they're not crooks. Tell me they're not bad. Tell me this government isn't reprobate and bankrupt 7 ways to Sunday, up one side and down the other, from pillar to post, from pier to beam, the length, breadth, depth. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with me.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For the next 52 minutes, we're joined by documentary filmmaker, musician, good friend of mine, Kevin Booth, also Bill Hicks's producer. His program, of course, American Drug War, has aired, I don't know how many times, 40 times or something last time I heard, on Showtime. It's getting ready to air again. Very, very popular. Created a huge buzz. We happen to have the DVD available at Infowars.com. 2-hour film and 3 hours of extras for $19.95, and you fund the film working, the film making work of Kevin Booth. But he's here because we got the election coming up, and there's different initiatives around the country to try to decriminalize some of the drugs the government uses to get involved in our lives that they tend to ship in as well. And we also have an expert joining us later in the interview, friends with Kevin. We've got the founder and executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance, New York City-based nonprofit organization working to end the war on drugs. He's considered one of the most outspoken advocates of drug legalization. Kevin, I appreciate you subsetting him up for the show today. When is he scheduled to join us on the transmission?
As soon as he gets, he's on an Amtrak heading for his office right now, so as soon as he can get off of the train. So it'll be in the end of the hour.
Did you give him the studio backline?
Yes.
Okay, good. Tell us, number one, let's get into some of the initiatives that are going on right now.
Well, this is Proposition 5 here in California, and it's basically just, it's put it this way, the drugs are, the prisons, the massive prison guard unions, which I don't even cover in my film, which are very powerful out here, are working hard to stop this thing, because what they try to do, which they've been very successful with, and my film covers, is they make one single category out of nonviolent drug offenders and rapists and murderers, and they try to make it so if you get caught growing a pot plant that you're going to go and sit in jail with some guy who murdered and raped everybody.
Well, that's because, 80-something percent of drug users only smoke marijuana, illegal drug users, and it's modern slavery. Governments have always wanted slavery. You got the private banks that launder the money that own the private prisons, and then that devalues base of wages that people are paid. We're competing against the millions of people working in the growing prison industries, and so they don't want it to go away. They want the easy-to-control little weed heads there in their slave pit.
Yeah, no, and it's a way to keep the numbers up. It's all a numbers game. So they you know, if they take all the pot smokers out of this equation, they're going to lose a ton of business. And so they have to flush all these things together. But it's not even just like who they arrest. It also a lot of it has to do with how many years you get. The sentencing guidelines are big on it too. Whether you get 6 months or 6 years. Also has a lot to do with how much profit the prison and the guards are going to make.
Yeah, it was pretty shameful a few months ago when I had the Ted Nugent on. He was like, throw all the potheads in prison. They're lazy.
Yeah, that'll work. That's a good idea.
That's a really good, good system. I mean, what a corrupt, stinking government. They're pushing Ritalin, Prozac, hundreds of other deadly drugs on the kids in school. Half the public's completely drunken on Prozac. But meanwhile, let's put everybody in jail who smokes marijuana.
No, it's absolutely insane. And giving them longer sentences in some cases. I mean, people get longer sentences for growing pot in some cases than rape or murder.
Well, every week I read about a SWAT team gunning people down in their house who had pot plants. I mean, what's the greater threat, some weed heads or men stomping around knocking down doors at 4 a.m.?
Yeah, no, it's terrible. So, I mean, Prop 5 is, I'll have Ethan on in a little while to explain the specifics of it. My understanding is that it's trying to shift from incarceration over to rehabilitation, supposed to save the taxpayers of California approximately $2.5 billion per year.
Yeah, but then the undercover cops can't drive around in brand-new Chargers and, Porsches and act cool. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and they have to get down. You know, they remember here in L.A. they had that, I forgot what they called it, that battering ram thing that they put on the front of this tank.
I mean, these are guys that are too scared to go join the military. They like picking on potheads. I mean, they got to act tough, man.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, but it's just a way to get those numbers up, keep those prisons full. It's funny. I even gotten some. I got my first angry email. You know, in my film, I talk about the city of Taft because that's where Tommy Chong was at the prison there. I got my first email from a guy in Taft, you know, saying like Taft still has oil and. You know, we're not relying on the prison system, and we're a great town. You know, I got all, like, defensive for his town.
Well, that's like Thule, where the only business was the prison.
And yeah.
Literally, like the old days when you just rounded the blacks up and threw them in the slave pit. Well, that's the problem, Kevin. I mean, we've got the vast majority of the public in every poll saying decriminalize marijuana at least, and all these states are trying to decriminalize it, but the feds rove around attacking people. I mean, I don't see how they're going to get away with this drug war forever. So now they're trying to tie marijuana in with terrorism.
Yeah, that was like one of the things that Bush did, you know, right around the creation of the Patriot Act and coming out with that campaign that's in my film, the Nick and Norm campaign, where if you buy marijuana, you support terrorism. And the guy goes, "Is it true?" And he goes, "Because it is true." It's like
the guys at the dinner table going, "Oh, just because I smoke a little weed." I mean.
It is what's funny about it is that I actually got the copy of the film because I think the guy that plays Nick is actually a struggling actor out here in L.A., and some guy from a editing studio had his actor reel. And we were like looking at this actor's acting reel, and he was like Nick from Nick and Norm. I like fell over dying laughing.
Oh, whatever.
So
let's just have a moment of silence here.
Okay.
Kevin, so much is going on. Tell the story about how you're flying around the country on the speaker's circuit, all these universities, institutions, people want to hear from you with your award-winning film, and how they're trying to stop you from coming to the universities.
Well, first of all, I want to say the biggest conspiracy right now are the people making money off bottled water. If you travel as much as I do, the biggest scam going at the airport right now is give us your bottle of water on this side of this thing, and then you cross through this thing, and then you go, here, you can buy another bottle of water from us, and then they throw all these bottles of water in this giant thing, and they probably move them around back and reconsolidate them and sell them to you all the time. I swear, I was like, what are you going to do with all that water? I guess you should give it to prisoners or something, or give it to dogs. What do you do? What do you guys do with all your bottled water?
But I mean, tell the story about...
Oh, yeah, so I was going to a university in Florida. Where was this? Fort Myers. And somebody there on the faculty, some woman on the faculty started passing around an email to everybody telling them that she was very upset that they were bringing me in as a speaker and that the young students didn't need to be exposed to something this controversial right before an election.
And then tell them the ultimate piece of evidence of your evil.
she said, I discovered that Mr. Booth had worked on Ninja Bachelor Party.
which is non-sexual. I mean, it's you and Bill Hicks acting stupid, you know, acting like you're going to ninja school.
Ninja bachelor parties is like, that's my own Bill Ayers moment, right?
Not once, not twice, well, twice.
Well, please, twice. Well, twice, I mean it. Look at my resume, twice. It's
I was drinking the Robitussin.
Oh, Dr. Death, that's me. Honey, I'm disappointed in you. We always end up talking about this, don't we? Here, I'll tell you a funny story. So I go to these lecture rooms. I'm in upstate New York about a week ago, freezing cold, Oswego. So many of the kids are apathetic. That's the scary thing, is how apathetic so many kids are.
Well, they're TV heads.
So I do this one classroom. It's a really cool teacher. He has me to a second classroom, big lecture hall. I do this little 15-minute set that's like a multimedia presentation with a monologue and then the Q&A. You get to this section where I'm like, you know, how many kids smoke pot, you know, or half the room, you know, raises their hands, you know, how many people are stoned right now? Everybody's laughing and joking. So in the corner of my eye, there's this one other guy, young black guy dressed in a pinstripe suit. Doesn't really look like he fits. So I get up and leave, and he's the next speaker. He comes up on after me. It turns out he was a narcotics officer. And so the kids come to my show later, and they thought that I had set them up because I'm like the cool guy that gets up there and like, how many people in the audience do drugs? Everybody raise your hands. Woo! All right, up next, Officer Johnson.
Yeah, and those guys are totally sold into their system. It's their career, so they've got to defend it. And then they'll argue, well, look at all these unsavory types that are involved with drugs. Yeah, because you make it illegal. Now you've just given the criminal element something to make a lot of money off of. But they've got a problem. There are these bigger and bigger organizations forming, filled with former narcotics officers and others, that go in public saying it's all complete bull.
Yeah, LEAP. Yeah, that's what I tell everybody always. Google LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. That's a really hard one to argue. And just one other thing. Look, almost 85% of all kids smoke pot, whether they're good or bad or rebellious or whether they tell you they are or aren't. Kids are most likely, your children are most likely going to try smoking pot. Mm-hmm. Now, here's a question you got to ask yourself. When they're going to go, do you want them to buy that pot from like some regulated, safe source, or do you want them to get it from a guy that sells crystal meth and crack cocaine?
Well, that goes back to alcohol poisoning. Just went way up. Some estimates 3 times, most estimates 5 times. Alcoholism tripled during Prohibition, and it was bad alcohol. And it's the same thing. I mean, I smoked some pot. I never really liked it because, you know, I get, quote, paranoid when I smoke it. I'm not going to make a joke about Sunday. But anyways, the whole point here is, clearly, marijuana is far less bad for you than alcohol. And, Kevin, you have those statistics. Let's go over some of the government's own statistics about what prescription drugs, alcohol. I mean, these are killing 400,000-500,000 a year, combine the two numbers. But one's 200,000, another's about 300,000. It changes year to year, but it's sometimes higher, sometimes lower. And then marijuana, they can't find deaths from it. I mean, you just can't find the deaths from it. So it's an excuse to get in our lives. It's an excuse. They know the kids are using it. That's why it's illegal.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Kevin Booth, the maker of American Drug War, available at Infowars.com, discounted in 1995. I hope you'll get it and show it to your friends, family, and neighbors. This will even wake up the most stubborn knotheads out there that still, I hear them calling talk radio all the time. Marijuana, we gotta put them in jail. But give me more whiskey. Let's get into the numbers, and they vary year to year, but it's always massive, of what prescription drugs and alcohol kill and cigarettes kill versus the devilish Mary Jane.
Well, the numbers in my film are that tobacco kills about 450,000 a year, 500,000 a year. Alcohol, about 150,000. That's just from health-related issues, a little under 100,000 from probably accidental.
Yeah, more than that.
Pharmaceutical drugs, legal pharmaceutical drugs, roughly 100,000 per year.
By the way, those are all very conservative numbers from probably a decade ago. I know you did research, but it's far worse.
I have to be conservative. Because
prescription's more like 300,000, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's worse. But from where I'm coming from, I'm conservative on purpose. So
no, I agree. I mean, I report in Endgame that governments only killed 200 million people last century. It's more like 300 mil, and I've been called out for that. But we're be conservative here. You know.
Well, it's also, too, how we always say that the prison population is 2 million, and it seems like we've been saying that for some time.
Yeah, it's really 4 million behind bars, about 3 million on probation.
Yeah, that sounds more like it. And then marijuana, basically, it is physically impossible for marijuana to shut down your heart or to stop your respiration. If if somebody could physically, you couldn't smoke enough to OD. Suppose, like, you melted it down into some substance and you drank it down, like cough syrup, 10 pounds of marijuana. The worst that would happen is you would fall asleep. You'd probably wake up. And maybe you, like, trip and crack your head on the refrigerator while you're trying to, like, make
the
it.
The worst you're going to do is raid 7-Eleven for Bluebell Dutch chocolate.
Yep. Oh, for me, God. It's like this. I go to Trader Joe's here. They've got this cherry chocolate. Forget about it. I'm hooked.
Hey, what's this vaporizer way they're smoking weed now?
That just heats it up. It's a way of so it's not so much smoke. But vapor, and it's better for your lungs. It just puts it in this superheated chamber, and then a lot of these higher-end vaporizers, what it does is it shoots the vapor into a plastic bag, and then you inhale the vapor from the plastic bag. I actually tried that in Amsterdam, and it's just very, very cool because, really, smoking anything is not good for you, right?
Yeah, it's hot. There's the tars.
Right, so I mean, that's why like, people use water pipes and all those type of things. It's all about trying to cool the smoke and not having this hot burning thing.
The ultra weed heads now supposedly have those big vaporizers, but in a room, like a chamber.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy all kinds of stuff, and it's big business, big business. I'll tell you what's big business right now is these this fake urine, synthetic urine. And there's things called the Wizinator. You ever seen a Wizinator?
And that's to get around the drug test, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to explain what it is over the radio here, but people can Google Wizinator.
Well, explain what the Wizinator is. We're just trying to find out here.
You want me to explain it?
Well, I mean, is it horrible? What?
Well, no. It's like you put it in your underwear. It's like a fake penis.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I didn't know what you were talking about. I just heard that there were fake businesses of fake synthetic urine. I thought.
Well, no, this is like so when people go to have their drug.
No, I understand. Then they're being watched doing it for their job.
Camera.
And then now I understand. Okay, I didn't know what that was. I'm sorry I brought that up, folks. It's so ridiculous, man. Oh, my God.
You can either order the McCain or the Obama model.
Stop it, Booth. Stop it. He's a comedian. He's out of control. Hey, how's Joe Rogan doing?
I haven't seen him. You know, I haven't talked to him lately.
I haven't called him lately either.
Yeah. I know he's touring around. I think he was in Canada recently. So I think he's just doing a lot of dates on the road. Doing a lot of dates. So what else is going on? Did I ever tell you that I got to drive a fully electric car? That it was the car from the movie Who Killed the Electric Car? And I just want to tell all your listeners that it was amazing. You couldn't even, it was a Toyota RAV4. This thing had acceleration. You couldn't even tell the difference between, I thought it would be like driving a golf cart or something. No, it was like driving a completely normal car, about a range of 90 miles.
But you can't have that. Alcada is behind all the alternative energy.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, the battery-powered cars will work. Maybe not for long range, but close range.
American Drug War, ladies and gentlemen. It's the film, again, available at InfoWars.com. You know, I get on the phone with Kevin doing radio, and it's like I'm on the phone just screwing around here. But that's interesting radio. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. You know, they'll put you in jail for marijuana, but they put deadly sodium fluoride in your water. And ice cream, children's ice cream mandrake. Oh, my gosh. We'll be right back. Got a surprise guest, Ethan Nadelman, joining us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ask yourself, is there a natural way to detoxify your body, lower blood pressure, remove heavy metals and sediment buildup in your body, alkalize and balance your pH level, and lower those cravings for junk food all at once? Find out why thousands are going natural with the world-famous Soleil Himalayan Salt from SoleilWellness.com. Simply dilute Himalayan salt in the Soleil starter jar with clean water and take one teaspoon every morning. Visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. With the economy taking a dive, food and gas shortages being reported, one thing's for sure. Your health is the most important thing you have. Reverse years of eating the wrong foods, get the 84 minerals you need, improve your skin, and detoxify your body. See our complete line of natural health home, oral, beauty, and therapy products. Visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y, wellness.com. Or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274. Cleaning the body and home from the inside out.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Kevin, during the break, bringing up something to me that I haven't really talked about yet. What do you think the pardons will be like this time? You know, Clinton murderers, drug dealers, cocaine smugglers, white-collar criminals, Israeli spies. I wonder who George Bush is going to pardon this time, Kevin.
I don't know. John Walters?
You were bringing up Bugliosi, you know, calling for his indictment for murder. But if you believe the W film, Bush didn't know. He's a nice person.
Yeah, well, either way. You got to ask yourself, though, just the mentality behind this. We're talking about greed of how much, you know, I wouldn't trade places with any of these people for $1 trillion. You know, I mean, what did they get out of doing this? What are they getting out of it? I know you could say power and money, but it's like what power? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, it's a competitiveness, and they're all pushing for global domination. And somehow they convinced the public that didn't exist and that government was loving and didn't have any avarice or any, you know, bad aims. I mean, have you been watching the news where they're just announcing world government to be run by the private banks? And doesn't matter, they're the ones that engineered it. And it's all over the news. Even the New York Times reports they're just keeping the money for the shareholders and $500 million bonuses for CEOs.
But you have to ask, though, that what kind of a world are they going to have for themselves if they turn this entire planet into a giant toilet?
Well, they believe that actually secures their power. They want to hurt people. They want to make us all poor. Because that makes us easier to manage. They don't want upright, strong, good people with good morals. They want just a bunch of, you know, globalist controllers with a bunch of evil, backstabbing scum down on the bottom all fighting with each other over diminishing resources.
Yeah, I could see that. But then how fun? But then how are they going to spend their lives? I mean, how are their?
They like hurting people. They like taking things away. They love brain damaging children with mercury and fluoride.
But then what world are their children going to live in?
Well, they're going to live in cloistered, defended, areas.
So
I mean, I'm telling you what they say. It's evil, Kevin. You can't judge the world according to your own self who isn't evil.
Do you really think, like, George Bush is going to, like, sit out the rest of his life and proffer, or is that just a front?
No, he's got a pleasure palace in Dubai. He's going over there.
He's going to Dubai.
Yeah, so is Cheney, where they can, you know. Well, Cheney likes girls, he likes boys, but, you know, well, I'm serious. I mean, you know, there he, for Michael Jackson win, it's where you can do what you want. You know?
Yeah. So what do you think about Palin? Do you think she's for real, or do you think they just picked her knowing that she was going to make everybody just so, I mean.
No, she's meant to make McCain lose. That's why they ran a guy who's a cancer patient.
Yeah.
No, I mean, Obama's the savior, pal. Look, I like Rivera, but I'm going to get him on Monday. What really happened? I heard him yesterday on Genesis, driving around the car on 9.1, and saying, oh, look at Wall Street. They're all behind McCain. Wall Street's given three times the money to Obama than McCain. And I'm not picking somebody here. They're both bad. But Obama is meant to win, Kevin.
Oh, I know.
But, I mean, you know, our own people are drinking the Kool-Aid on this Obama guy.
But I'm just saying, though, that do you think they created Sarah Palin, or do you think they just picked her because knowing how it was really going to go over?
Well, that's how they pick you. Is you've already been compromised, you've already gone through the system, they already know your modus operandi, they already know your type, and then they select you. So the answer is both, Kevin, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, things like me, just like seeing her shooting animals out of planes is like my final, I guess that's offensive to me is you know.
Oh, what's wrong with shooting animals out of planes?
That's what I'm saying, though. Do you think like do you think she's really like that, or do you think that's just part of this whole act that they've portrayed to make you hate this person?
No, there's nothing to do in Alaska but shoot caribou out of helicopters.
Right. So you really think that's really her?
Oh yeah, she's got the husband that's all into it.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I know what they say. I just wonder how.
No, Kevin, I actually, if I close the door on a gecko, well, you've lived in Texas. You know, the geckos are running in and out of your house. I mean, you know, constantly finding them, little cute little pink things. And I really like them. I watch them eat bugs up in the light at night. And, I'll close the door and cut one in half, and I pick up its little bloody body and dig a little hole and bury it, put a little cross there, you know. I mean, I don't like, as I've gotten older and more maternal, I guess, I don't like things. But at the same time, people that say, don't hunt, it's evil, but then they go get a hamburger when the cow was tortured to death.
No, you know? I know, but there's a difference.
But, I mean, I understand. You're saying the image of her
shooting a wolf for fun. I mean, that's different than slaughtering cows.
Oh, I didn't know she was shooting wolves.
Yeah, she's shooting wolves.
And you have wolves, so you don't
yes.
like them.
You could just, yeah, I mean, that becomes like a personal issue for me. I just want to just see what your opinion is, if that's like for real.
See, that's I haven't paid much attention. No, I didn't know she was running around shooting wolves.
Yeah. There's all kinds of petitions about that. Anyway, I was looking for that hanging Sarah Palin doll to send somewhere down in my neighborhood over here. I was driving around yesterday. You know,
they made them take it down and threatened to arrest them.
Ah, gosh. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Hey, North Hollywood to install talking cameras.
I saw that.
Yeah, and it's going to shout orders just like 1984 at you. These are going in everywhere.
Maybe we should go film the cameras.
Well, no, like the people try that, and the cops show up and say, you're not allowed to do that, boy. You ain't got no freedom. I mean, how do they get that in their head that they can shove cameras down our throats and put them in rest stop bathrooms, but we're not supposed to film them?
These camera things, yeah. There's so many of those camera things out here that are even built to trick you, you know, with the leash, you know, with not leashes, not dog leash things. That's coming, actually, where they're going to have cameras in parks where they will.
They already have that in Florida and areas of England. Yeah. Hey, have you heard on CNN now they're going to have their correspondents as holograms?
No.
CNN beams Star Wars technology for election night. This is the New York Observer. James Cameron, you know, is pioneering all that.
Oh, that's cool. But where?
Wolf Blitzer's show and others, they're going to have the reporter shot from three directions by cameras, and he'll be standing there as a hologram while he interviews him.
Wow. I mean, where do you go to see this?
CNN.
Okay, so they're just going to show them doing this. Okay.
How will it work? CNN will be shooting with 44 cameras at each location simultaneously. 20 computers at the site combined with New York's office hardware will process and project an image into the studio. The subject will see Mr. Blitzer and other CNNers on TV's location so they can communicate with them properly. And say it's just going to be like Princess Leia, but full size.
Too bad they couldn't have like a giant Obama like standing on top of the Empire State Building, like addressing the world.
Well, that's what they're doing over Dallas and other places with all these big flying saucers. If you look at the phenomenon, most of those are high-powered holograms. Which
wow.
The Pentagon even admitted in the 80s they were developing to fool people. Look, I guarantee you, they're going to have Jesus pop up and tell everybody to take the microchip, and they're going to do it. It'll be like a Monty Python, a big, take the chip!
So what did you think about Religulous?
I didn't see Religulous.
You didn't see it? You should go see it.
Hey, have you heard Bin Laden on the eve of this election, like every other election, is going to pop up with a new video for us? And the government, of course, can announce that beforehand for us to get the media all hyped. I mean, how staged does this have to get?
I know. I've got a friend of mine, Tishon, who's a writer at Saturday Night Live, and I kept telling him, I was like, you guys got to do a Bin Laden press release skit. You know, it would be perfect. You know, but have it where they're in a cave and it looks just like the White House brief pressing room with an official Al Qaeda flag, an official like Al Qaeda logo behind them and everything like that, and you could have the McCain character like dressed up in tribal thing, like I don't know, but no, that's classic, of course.
Well, I mean, when the Intel Center that uploads these keeps uploading the video with their logo in the same video layer as Al Qaeda's logo, they really think we're stupid, Kevin. I tell you, we laugh about it, but. The big thing is they're getting ready for bioweapons releases. And if people don't think people running our government won't kill 30, 40 million of us, you've got nothing coming.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, do you think it's a bad thing that so many young kids have gotten enthusiastic about Obama?
Yeah, it's bad because, see, they're taking all the discontent and making people think it's different because the guy has different colored skin. And, just watch. Just watch what happens with Obama.
What are you saying is going to happen?
I mean, he's all for the New World Order banking system taking over. He's all for youth brigades. It's going to be bad. Get ready. It's going to be real bad. But the American people never seen a scam they didn't love, so,
But,
I mean, Kevin, they're openly taking all the bailout money and giving it to none of the in trouble institutions and just hoarding it all and giving it to themselves as bonuses. And the New York Times even reports, I've got the quotes right here, New York Times came out yesterday. I'm not talking about legal insider trading by corporate officers, the financial press follows. I'm talking about the ministers and executives, and it just goes on into all of it. And it's got the New York Times here with the quotes. It's got them recording the Goldman Sachs executives just bragging about how it's a great opportunity for them to consolidate and buy up more banks and give themselves record bonuses.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, just right out in the open, they said, we've got to have this or there'll be a depression in 2 days. And then they didn't pass it, so they plunged the market, and they threatened martial law to the Congress. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And then they said, you know what, we're just keeping all the money.
So what do you think is going to happen with all this? I mean, how long?
I mean, what happens when there's criminals running the government and nothing can stop them?
Well,
the sky's the limit, pal.
Well, we've been in that mode for quite some time.
Yeah, but I mean, now they are just doing anything and everything. It is just total corruption.
But how do you see this thing? Do you think this thing is just a slow ramping up of chaos?
Yes. Ooh. Incremental chaos, yes. I like that term. Good answer. I'll be watching you. Sam Kennison line. Kevin, I can't get no respect. You know that. Oh, my God.
No respect. No respect. I can't think of any Rodney Dangerfield jokes. Dang it. I used to be able to fire off Dangerfield.
So it's that? Now official. Russell Crowe's talked about the movie, the Bill Hicks movie.
Yeah.
But we won't get into that.
We'll get into that. I'm sworn to secrecy.
We're not going to get into that. No, I mean, I'm here reading all this stuff, Kevin. It's just unbelievable. And so now they're saying, okay, maybe we'll take $50 million of the multi-trillion. It's not $100 billion. And maybe we'll give $50 billion to banks that actually have mortgage trouble.
Yeah, I just, like, who? How are you going to choose who to help or how to help? You know, it's a really odd problem.
Here's the J.P. Morgan CEO, as recorded by the New York Times in a banking teleconference. And they're all over the news saying this, but he says, what we do think is it will help us is perhaps a little bit more active on the acquisition side or optimistic side for some banks who are still struggling. That means buying up banks. And I would still assume that we are done on the acquisition side just because of the Washington Mutual or Bear Stearns mergers. I think there are going to be some great opportunities for us to grow in this environment, and I think we have an opportunity to use the $25 billion in that way, and obviously depending on whether recession turns into depression or what happens in the future, you know, we will have that as a backstop. And then he goes on to say they're not going to give any of it to people in loans. We got to do this to get credit going, and they're literally just giving themselves bonuses. Goldman Sachs England, just that division, is giving $14 billion in bonuses to their executives. Out of the money directly that England gets. And then in the U.S., they just say, we're keeping the money, but all that secret, read the bill Congress passed, you're not allowed to look at it. And then meanwhile, they got cops raiding our houses looking for marijuana when the government ships in all the real drugs. I'm tired of it, man. You have no legitimacy. Get out of my face.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think, though, that if it comes out and everybody finds out that Obama was a big scam or that everybody becomes quickly disillusioned with the whole Obama thing, I mean, don't you think now with all these younger people motivated that we could be closer to some sort of revolution?
Yeah, and that's why they got the army ready and the brigades deployed and the microwave guns. But that's all meant to fail as well. They want total breakdown. They want depression, Kevin. So... Plus, the media will puff Obama up for a few years and then destroy him and then give you somebody else. See, they're experts at that. They build him up, they knock him down, they go, oh, there's a new savior. But the public is figuring out that scam by and large. I don't know.
But, I mean, how far do you think this thing's going to go? I mean, do you picture it like gas stations closed, grocery stores closed, gangs of people running through the street looking for food?
It could very easily get to that point. I hope not. You know, I hope for the best, prepare for the worst, Kevin.
Yeah.
I just know this. We need to arrest everybody that smokes marijuana immediately.
That's for sure.
That'll keep us safe. Not the 2,000 deaths on the Texas-Mexico border just this year, the rocket attacks, the murders, cops being killed everywhere. That's not a problem, Kevin. Of course, all caused by the drug war. Even Mexico's saying decriminalize now because they are now admitting that's what's destroyed their country.
Yeah, didn't even the drug czar just agree to some change in the Mexican drug laws?
Yeah, because the whole society's falling apart. I mean, look, the British used drug prohibition in China to bring it down because they could ship the opium in and then buy off the cops and locals. Again, folks, all these drugs would be dirt cheap and be looked down on societally. But you make it illegal and all the bling, then everybody wants to do it. I mean, they know what they're doing, folks. When they lost alcohol prohibition, they then criminalized drugs.
Maybe our society's got to just crumble a little bit for everybody to readjust or something. I don't know. You know, as far as the drug war ending, because it has to. I don't know.
They're never going to stop. There's roid heads who like SWAT teaming and like killing people and like stealing drugs. And they're not going to stop. They are the drug dealers. They know they're shipping it. Most of them are on the take. I mean, again, our government is a rancid, maggot-covered pile of dead meat.
So what do you think we should do to take the country back?
We should just point out that it's a pack of criminals running things and delegitimize it so they have no clout, so it just grinds to a halt. I mean, the best thing we can hope for is just a collapse. Instead, they want to have a controlled collapse to give them total power. So we need to have a system where that doesn't happen, Kevin. I'm going to have you back up next week briefly, Kevin, with the guest, because the guest you wanted to set up, Ethan Nadelman, probably got his time zone scrambled, so he never called in.
He didn't call in?
No, he didn't call in, or we would have had him on, Kevin.
I thought he was getting ready to come up.
We would just leave him on hold, Kevin. That's what we've done. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Senator Barkley, I presume.
Governor Ventura, what are you doing down here?
Looking for a way out for me and all these taxpayers.
Are we where I think we are?
Yes, it appears we are at the bottom of a very deep hole.
Did we do something wrong?
Not us. It seems some schemers on Wall Street dug this hole, and we're down here to get them out of it.
I don't see too many investment bankers or insurance company executives down here. I don't see Al Franken here either.
Senator, I said we're down here with taxpayers. I don't see Norm Coleman down here either.
Well, since Norm Coleman became senator, the federal deficit went up $3 trillion. Governor, you and I know the first rule of getting out of a hole.
Stop digging. During my administration, we ran budget surpluses.
And we gave money back to taxpayers.
That's the kind of thinking we need in Washington.
Please go to SenatorBarkley.com to make a contribution and help take back our country. I'm Senator Dean Barkley, and I approve this message.
And so do I.
Paid for by Barkley for Senate.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You know, I know exactly what you're thinking when it comes to this economy. The banks are crashing. The stock market's a mess. There's the mortgage crisis. There's the lending crisis. There is the food and gasoline prices through the ceiling crisis. And we're paralyzed a little bit. We don't know exactly how to respond to it. I don't know what to say. What can you do? Do what you can do. That's what you do. You do what you can do. What I can do is I can put some food away. I know there's a global food shortage. I can read it. I can go to eFoodsDirect.com, read hundreds of articles about this. I can go up on the Google website and Google food shortage and see the world's a mess. I know it. You know it. Look at the prices. Look where they're headed. Be prepared. Take care of yourself. You owe your family some security, some sense of self-being, a little bit of self-reliance is a good idea right now. Get some food from eFoodsDirect.com. Go up to eFoodsDirect.com right now. Look, hey, you don't even have to can your own food anymore. We canned it for you. That's 1-800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. 1-800-409-5633. Call us now.
Imagine all the problems we have in our society. And there, we got the police out, tracking, on the tail, looking for Mary Jane. Looking for that marijuana. Catch the weed head rider. Hey, I'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., and I'm going to shift entirely into election coverage. The abbreviated Sunday transmission and Monday and Tuesday. Had pretty good first 3 hours. I was pretty hardcore and intense. Kevin said he was listening. sounded pretty angry. It's pretty good radio, and I've been kind of relaxed in this hour, you know, talking about Mary Jane. But I don't have time to get any more of your calls. I apologize. We'll have open phones again Sunday and Monday. The rebroadcast is about to begin at InfoWars.com. I hope you will. Just keep fighting. I know we get really negative, and sometimes I even kind of get gloom and doom on air. Because it's like so over the top how dirty and corrupt this government is. I mean, it's disgusting. And all the delusional fake do-gooders that back it up and everything they do. And they really trashed out a good country. And I've just had enough of it. This financial looting thing's really got me. I hope folks will go to InfoWars.com and get American Drug War, filmed by Kevin Booth. 2-hour film, 3 hours of action. It's really about 2 or 3 films in one. Endgame, Terror Storm, just all the great films we carry and have made at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Kevin, in the last few minutes, tell me about the proposition out in California so the criminal goons that run the government can't grab the people and the nonviolent marijuana heads and put them in the slave systems.
Okay, well, it's known as NORA, the Nonviolent Offender Rehabilitation Act. It's Proposition 5 will cut state costs, and it's being backed by a lot of good people, and it's being fought against by some really bad people.
By the parasites.
Yeah, the people who are profiting from running the prison.
The parasites, the pot-bellied demon creatures.
Absolutely, and really, they are going to lose a lot of money if they can't keep all these nonviolent drug offenders behind bars for years and years and years, because that's how they make their profit.
Well, now they're shifting into the fake environmental stuff. You'll get prison time for a little battery falling out of your car in the backyard.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you don't live in California, but you know someone who does, make sure that tell them to vote yes on Proposition 5, because I'll tell you, if you just watch mainstream TV as I do, it's kind of getting its butt kicked, in my opinion.
This will allow heroin dealers to rape your children.
No, it is, really. And it has that Feinstein woman on here who's actually, you know, she's actually on the right side of several issues. So it's very, very sneaky.
Demonstein?
Huh?
Senator Demonstein?
Yeah.
Oh, she's saving us, Kevin?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Obviously she's not. She's for the slave grid. She knows where the cash is.
And hey, do you want meth dealers, like, playing with your children? So
that's another thing. The government made all the stuff that got the base ingredients of meth illegal, so that the scum that makes it has to then find all these other sub-ingredients. So then it's full of all these toxins and poisons.
It just gets worse and worse. It's just what happens. It's what happened with ecstasy. When ecstasy first came out, it was like this pure, clean, legal thing. People used it for psychotherapy. Yes, it could be abused, but just so can anything else can be abused.
But then they made it illegal, so they started labeling rat poison.
Right, so now you buy ecstasy, and you can get this stuff that'll cause you to, like literally have a stroke and shut your brain off, you know, because you get a bad hit of it.
Midas had the golden touch. Everything the government touches turns into horse poo. They have the horse poo touch, Kevin. All right, AmericanDrugWar.com. He is Kevin Booth. And, Kevin, I'm going to get you up next week.
Thanks, Walt. Maybe I'm glad I came on here. Maybe chilled you out a little bit.
Chill me out. I'm just tired, Kevin.
No.
Never! Retransmission starts now. InfoWars.com. Let me say bye to you behind the scenes here at PrisonPlanet.tv, Kevin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.